The Beaver Valley Fair is going to be taking place a week from today. Of course, it's going to be bringing a lot of people to the area for all the fantastic fair happenings. And part of that is the Ambassador Program. Now, I happen to have on the phone with me this morning the current Beaver Valley Fair Ambassador, Lindy Kingston. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have been the ambassador since last year's fair. What has the experience been like?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. The Ambassador Program is meant to be a leadership opportunity. So essentially, once you are crowned, in a sense, once you win the ambassador competition, you become a representative for the entire community. So they send you out to community events to act as a volunteer, as a representative, and they also send you to other communities' events. For example, I actually traveled to the CNE to represent Beaver Valley and talk to other fair ambassadors about their experience at their own fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so amazing just to kind of see the community that exists within this position, because this program has existed for quite a long time, actually, and they're always trying to update it, modernize it, and amazing for future generations. Anyone can be a fair ambassador. You don't need to be a girl. You don't need to live on a farm. You don't even need to live in Beaver Valley. I'm from Meaford, actually. You could be from Owen Sound or anywhere in the surrounding area. All that matters is that you love community events, you love fall fairs, and you're open to learning about agriculture and potentially educating others on that.
Now, the fair ambassador is open to those 17 to 21, and then they have the junior program as well?
Yes, and the junior program is amazing for those that kind of want to get used to the role and maybe be mentored by the older ambassador. My junior ambassador, her name's Eva Hindel. She is an amazing learner, amazing listener, and I'm very excited for when she turns 17 in the next couple years to maybe come and take the role. But for anybody who's not quite 17 yet, the junior fair ambassador position is a great way to kind of be introduced to the program and see what it's all about.
I love that. And such a great way for you as a young person to build your confidence too.
Yeah, of course. I'm actually going into nursing school in the fall, and I think this is probably the most valuable experience I have coming into my education as a nurse, because I think it's really given me the skills I need to be able to connect with people. Like, I hope that I can bring that into my future career.
I love that. Oh, that's so great. I'm so happy to hear that you've had such a great experience with this. Now, registration deadline has kind of come and gone already, but I understand that they're still open if there's someone who's really enthusiastic and wants to be a part of it this year.
Yes, of course. You can always reach out through our social media, Beaver Valley Fall Fair on Instagram, or you could go on our website and reach out through there. The coordinator of the program, Kelly Ward, she is super open to having more people come and be involved. And maybe it doesn't work out this year, but next year, the competition is going to be running again, and the year after that, and the year after that. So just keep it in the back of your mind if you are interested.
This is all going to be happening next weekend as part of the Beaver Valley Fair weekend. Did you find it challenging to fill the role, like, you know, in addition to going to school, or was it actually very doable?
Oh, it was very doable. There definitely might be moments where there are conflicts, but it's not a difficult task because most of the events are on weekends, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of the events actually involve the school already. I will say October is definitely the busiest month because mm-hmm. that's when we've got a ton of community activities. But typically throughout the year, it'll be about one weekend a month where you'll have something that you have to attend. Actually, on the application form that you fill out before the competition, there is a list of every single event that you'll be asked to attend. So you can definitely plan way in advance and make sure that there's no conflicts.
Amazing. Well, it sounds like it's been a fantastic experience for you, Lindy. And anybody that's interested, I would encourage you to look into it, as Lindy would as well. You can go to beavervalleyfallfair.ca, and along the top, you'll see ambassadors. You can click on that link. You'll see the application. You can reach out to Kelly Ward directly as well if you have any questions. And of course, as she said, if it doesn't work out for this year, there is always next year. And it would be a great, you know, opportunity to learn and to be more engaged in the community, to build your confidence. And what a great opportunity to represent the Beaver Valley.
Yes, of course. It's an amazing area. It's a beautiful area.
Thank you so much, Lindy, for your time. And of course, thank you for your term as the ambassador this year. We wish you all the best with your schooling.
Thank you so much. This has been amazing. Thank you.